SeaAlaska shareholders re-elected four board incumbents Saturday in Craig. They also rejected a measure that would have weakened board powers. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports on the Southeast Regional Native Corporation's annual meeting.
12 people ran for four seats on SeaAlaska's 13-member board of directors. The top vote-getters were incumbents Patrick Anderson of Anchorage, Clarence Jackson of Cake, Jackie Johnson-Peta of Virginia, and Jody Mitchell of Juneau, each won three-year terms. Board Vice Chairwoman Rosita Worrell says the winning incumbents have made great contributions to the corporation, but she says the other candidates raised important issues too.
They offered a lot of good views and points, and we certainly will be looking at a lot of the things that they've said. We think it's a great thing when we have so many shareholders that are interested in the corporation.
Some independent candidates called for a more aggressive business strategy, including increased investments in Southeast communities. Other issues included larger dividends and funding for substance abuse treatment programs. Independent board candidate Michael Beasley, who placed fifth in the voting, authored a ballot resolution to largely end the practice of discretionary voting. That measure failed, gaining about 40% of the ballots cast.
Rather disappointing, but I got to say everything I wanted to say. And the response was good. We had nearly 5,000 people supporting it. So our voice is being heard, I believe.
Discretionary voting allows SeaAlaska's close to 21,000 shareholders to turn their ballot decisions over to the board. It's a popular option, but more than two-thirds of members choose their own preferences with what's called a directed vote. Critics such as Beasley say discretionary voting gives management an unfair advantage in elections, including this one. But he says he's not giving up trying to make a change.
There's other avenues, too, and that's by going up to the Alaska legislature and look at the corporation's code. They have a board up there, and I'd like to address them, you know. So there might be something to be done administratively in a different way, but still in a very positive way for the greater good of all shareholders.
SeaAlaska's board opposed the change, which has been before voters in past decades. Vice Chairwoman Worrell says it's a proven practice.
Have up to 30% of the votes that are cast discretionary. We think it's a right that they have to vote that way. People also have the directed votes, so they could vote directed if they so choose. But it's really a right of the shareholders, and the shareholders are saying for the fifth time, you know, that they want to protect that right.
After the annual meeting, SeaAlaska directors voted to keep Albert Kukesh as board chairman and Worrell as vice chairwoman. Kukesh is a state senator from Angoon, and Worrell heads up the SeaAlaska Heritage Institute in Juneau. Directors also appointed Barbara Blake from Heidelberg as youth board advisor. Blake is a shareholder who works for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Worrell says Blake will represent several thousand younger shareholders enrolled after a vote 3 years ago.
She has a college degree. She's already had great experience in Washington, D.C., working for federal agencies on issues that affect Alaska Natives. She's going to continue to do that, and I think she's going to be able to bring a voice to the board, you know, that we want to hear.
SeaAlaska is headquartered in Juneau, but has subsidiaries and partnerships around the country and in Mexico. It usually issues dividends twice a year. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.